I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore Cleans Up for Christmas.
Bold! And that's Podmore's hat trick! But I'm not at all sure he meant to do that. He's holding up his hand to show it was an accident. Well, if he was trying to bowl a wide to throw the mat, I'm afraid he hasn't made a very good job of it, the old boy. Oh, dear. Yeah, no, as I say, obviously, FIFA, the IAAF, cycling, tennis, cricket, all mired in corruption. Professional sport, basically, it's byword for greed, veniality, betrayal, and I've got no problem with that. But what does get up Dave Podmore's pipe is none of the benefits have trickled down to myself.
And another wicket for Podmore. That's his fifer. He's making a gun to the head gesture, looking very distraught indeed, poor chap. He must feel the most frightful chump, but we've all done it. Andrew, how many times has Podmore tried and failed to fix a match? It must be quite a few now.
Oh, what a plonker. Oh, I let the lads down. I let the guys at Betmore down. Fatmo in Bengaluru. I've let my dogs down. Saxon and Rocky. My wife, Jackie. But, as I say, just have to learn the lessons, go away, and hopefully come back that little bit more corruptible.
The close season can be hard on a cricketer unless he's got a panto. And Dave Podmore's no exception. As he approaches the dawn of the twilight of his career, a winter with England campaigning on the subcontinent is less of a realistic possibility. But that doesn't mean he's not showing off his skills on the park, this time as Dave Podmore, entrepreneur. Nestling cosily twixt the A563 slip road and the landfill site by the railway is this year's East Midlands must-visit family attraction, Wigston Winter Wonderland. Playing mine host, make that ho-ho host, is a certain bits and pieces cricketer and, dare I say, national treasure. Hello, Pod.
Happy Christmas, Andy.
Oh, thanks. First of the season. Perhaps not too surprising, it's September the 18th.
Very much so, Andy. It's never too soon to let the festive merriment commence. The wondrousness, the magic. And also, not forgetting a certain gentleman by the name of Mr. J. Christ, Esquire.
Ah, well, if that doesn't bring families together, nothing will. I see it's just £85 a carful, or €2.
Yeah, not including parking. I'm still cutting my own throat.
Sick bucket to the reindeer glade, but sick bucket to the reindeer glade.
Very realistic reindeer, Pod. Would that be Rudolph, Donner or Blitzen?
Saxon, Andy. He's a bit on the big side to pass for a reindeer, but the kids won't know. Unless they try and touch his flashing antlers, then that's their lookout.
And some bandages, quick as you can.
Oh, dear. If I can paint a picture for Radio 1 County listeners not lucky enough to be here, it's fair to say that Lapland's come to Leicestershire, with Santa's grotto ingeniously painted on the side of a serious about pallets container, a festive Brexit flag rising proudly from a hay bale, and what appears to be quite a lot of torn up betting slips around my feet.
That's snow, Andy. Recycling. Christmas can be green as well as white.
Ah, that's good to hear, Pod. And maintaining the patriotic spirit, a Christmas Day football match amid the mud of the First World War trenches.
Oh, that's just the elves having a kickabout till Santa sobers up.
Oh dear, it seems the armistice is over. Well, this Bruegel-esque scene, and I mean that in a good way, is something of a departure for county cricket's iconic purveyor of slow, medium-paced teasers. Normally, at back-end time, Pod, you'd be preparing to strut your stuff on the panto stage.
Yeah, no, it's not happening this year, Andy. It's I've just gone in a different direction.
But according to Wisdom, this would have been your 36th consecutive appearance in Cinderella. 19 years as Buttons, and another 17 as Velcro.
As I say, I've moved on from pantomime.
No, I haven't. I've been booked for Dick Whittington at the Brick Kiln Centre in Market Harbour. I'm Baron Drive Time.
Very happy for you.
Keeping Pumpkinshire moving through the rush hour. I've been promised fourth spot on the poster. Tinsel around my headphones, though. Pod, where are you going?
I've got to go and take over from Santa. Pavel! Ugh, £2.50 an hour and he's face down in the mud, look. Yeah. Unprofessional, not.
I was hoping for some expert tips on throwing sweets to the kiddies.
Oh, just put gravel in the bags, they go further. Right. You can reach the circle even if your throwing arm's knackered. Come on, Pavel, let's get your Santa suit off.
Yes. Yes, back oil. Yes.
Pod's expertise would surely be missed, but the truth is, panto has moved on too. Once the Yuletide boards were trodden by seasoned legends of the theatrical profession, be it a Botham, a Capes, or an Akabusi, not forgetting Messrs. Blobby, Motivator, and Bin, Dusty of that ilk. Now, however, notoriety counts for more than mere acting talents and an ability to put your foot in a bucket of wallpaper paste while singing a song from the top 10.
And my secret love, no secret anymore.
Thank you very much.
England's most successful ever football manager, played one, won one, Sam Allardyce.
What's this, kids? Oh, goody good. I found a sack of money in the woods.
Currently appearing in Big Sam Alibaba and his 40 business associates at the Reading Hexagon.
I am feeling fine and dandy because I've found 400 grandy.
Meanwhile, starring at the Brewhouse Wetherby, another former Olympic cyclist.
The amount of drugs I've taken, he's got no chance.
And putting his own spin on the Dick Whittington story, former president of FIFA, Sepp Blatter.
Children, you give me all your sweets now, willingly.
Strutting his Swiss stuff at the Bristol Hippodrome, temporarily relocated to Qatar in the interests of Panto's globalisation.
Put your jewellery and valuables in my briefcase to fund my fact-finding trip to London town where the streets are paved with gold. Money makes a world go round, go round.
It's the same old story. If your face doesn't fit, forget it, Panto-wise. I've done bad stuff, Andy.
Sure, Pod, but only in the East Midlands. You haven't brought international sport into disrepute.
I could have done. Just another break. Unlike Lance's so-called bad guy Armstrong. Sorry, Prince Charming at Redditch.
Droitwich. Redditch is Maria Sharapova. Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. Puss in Superdrug. Puss in Timothy White's. You name it, she's probably got a reward card there.
Well, you may not have got the panto nod, but you've fallen on your feet grotto-wise. This shipping container makes a more than serviceable stand-in for the North Pole.
Yeah, pass me my beer, Dandy.
I love the way you've twisted those white sketchily coat hangers into icicles.
Is it all right to bring the kiddies in, Santo?
Andy, give us my pads and helmet.
Ooh, you're going to give them a practice session in the next pod. That's a nice touch.
That's in case they turn nasty. You might not believe this, Andy, but some of them aren't happy with their experience. They get a plastic Iceland bag, a paper hat made out of a copy of Metro.
Look, are these ready for folding? Come on, I'll do some while we're waiting.
The Nans are the worst. They're just vicious. You better give me the box as well. What do they expect for 35 quid? Right, showtime. Dave Podmore is open for business.
Is this where Santa lives?
Hello, young man. Come and sit on Santa's knee. Tell us if you've been good or bad.
I was going to ask you that.
Hang on. How old are you? Check his teeth, Andy. Make sure he belongs here. Tell me what you want for Christmas, sonny.
I want to make you very rich.
Blue Marauder all right for you, Pod?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'll just take my beard off.
I won't have any champagne, actually, Jack. I have to keep a clear head. I'm rehearsing the cake baking scene this afternoon.
Baron, don't drink and drive.
It's my first crack at the splosher routine, as we call it. A term which derives from Victorian times.
So, what's the story, Jack?
OK. Cards on the table, Santa.
Jack Slazenger, sports agent.
Brands monetized 24/7. Really, I think there's only one Z in monetize.
Here's the thing. Dave Podmore is a big pie and I want a fat slice of it.
Okay.
I have a vision. 5 years down the line, I want to see Dave Podmore as a household name.
Like Dyson?
Yeah, but instead of stair carpet, you'll be the man who cleaned up British sport. How would you like the sound of Sir David Podmore? Statue in Parliament Square, buried in Westminster Abbey.
Hang on, Pod's not dead yet.
Might as well be. No panto. Single-figure bookings at Winter Wonderland. 10 points on my licence. Banned from going within 2 miles of Leicester County Cricket Ground.
Keep going. You've got to make a clean breast of it. The redemption of Dave Podmore starts here in the Star of Oldby.
So, I have to confess everything.
Cheats prosper in the post-truth world. Look at Chris Hoon, Geoffrey Archer.
Oh, yeah. Prison diary and 18 months free food. And there's Ed Balls.
That's not quite the same thing, Pod.
So, let's take a deep dive down into the dirty detail.
What, you mean like when I said bum on Test Match Special?
Dirtier, Pod. Deeper. This is how I'm going to sell you.
Oh, right. I better mention driving the wrong way around Sutton in Ashfield Orbital. Oh. And the affair with Miss Scrumpy Jack Cider, 1994.
I know all about that.
How come? You're not old enough.
Actually, it was 95, Pod. when you were caught trysting in that particular disabled portaloo. And in your defence, you were 36 and still impressionable. And can I suggest we stop there? Because we still don't know who this man is. As they say in Lewis, I didn't like the smell of this. My latest fears for Pod's good name were justified once I was inside the Brick Kiln Theatre. As I waited for my mini kettle to boil, there was bad news on the dressing room radio.
Coming up next on You and Yours, the scandal of the Wigston Winter Wonderland that was anything but. Joining me down the line is just one of many dissatisfied customers.
Hello there, Winifred. Very good morning to you.
You're meant to be the one who took his nan on the magical treat of a lifetime, but...
That's correct, yes. I took my nan and my daughter's bairns, 11 and 8. You see, the young haven't got nearly as much money as my generation, so we have to pay for everything. Tickets, garishly coloured drinks, large white teddy bear tattoos. And it was frankly somewhat of a disappointment.
Well, that must have been awful, but...
Apart from the paper hat, which was rather good, I'm wearing it, actually.
I'm afraid we're going to have
My point is, you do not pay upwards of £750 to see Father Christmas drunk and being escorted from his grotto by the UK Border Agency.
Sorry, but I'm going to move on to someone who sounds a lot more upset than you. Candida from Toxteth.
It was all my dreams turned to ashes.
Ah, that's better. Take your time, my love.
I'm really gutted.
Fantastic. Have you been saving up your benefits all year for your dream Christmas experience?
Yeah. Wigston Winter Wonderland. Wigston Waste of Time, all like. Once again, Merseysiders have been sold down the river.
Can I just make a point about Brexit?
No. Now then, the vexed question of mattress recycling.
It's been incredible, Andy. I've had to take on more elves. Yeah. Place is rammed with film crews. Twitter's gone into meltdown. The Winter Wonderland website's crashed.
Would that be www.com?
No, I'm still using cheapfags at paymonthly.org.
Has the adverse publicity translated into bums on logs?
Not really. Mainly, as I say, journalists looking for angry customers. But we've blown all the other disappointing Santaland Christmas parks out of the water, Andy.
Out of the mud, anyway. It's success of the kind that will no doubt attract the interest of your new agent, Master Jack Slazenger.
Oh, what an incredible story, Andy! No, it's a journey. He's completely self-made. Started as an orphan, abandoned as a baby outside the dressing room at Derby, left by the bins in a Slazenger cricket bag.
A cricket bag?
Yeah, well, it's funny.
Sorry, theatrical reference pod. Have you seen The Importance of Being Earnest, done with old men? I have. I went with Mum. Or Dad, as she had to be that night at the chocolate factory.
Just steer for a bit, Andy. Hello, Jack. Yeah, I'm on my way. He's mental. Yeah. He was raised by cricketers, Andy. He's known no other life but the smell of liniment, Battenberg cake 3 times a day and the Puzzler magazine.
Talking of august publications, we seem to have arrived at the Daily Telegraph pod.
Right. Hello, love.
Excuse me?
Why, have you let off?
Leave this to me, Pod.
Who are you? And remind me why I should come within 100 yards of your contrasting but equally repellent aftershaves.
I'm Dave Podmore, obviously, and I'm here to entrap myself. So if you'd like to fetch your boss, love, let the besmirchment commence.
Well, I'm heard of special investigations, but unless you've got a story about Strictly, Bake Off or Poldark, you're wasting your time.
Oh, I mucky texted Demelza after Jackie had gone to bed one night. I don't know if it got through, though. What else?
Look, what my client is saying is he's got a tale to tell. A tale of greed, cheating and corruption.
Just one tiny second while I put my entrapment wig on.
No need to, love. You don't need a fake shake outfit either. I'm self-smirching. I've even brought my own fruit bowl with a microphone concealed in it.
So, there's no need for a clandestine meeting at Hooters or Scratchwood Services. We can film it right here. Cut out the middleman.
But what about the flattery and flirtation designed to lure you into indiscretion?
I'm lured, love. You can run your fingers through my mullet if you like. It's up to you. You're the one who went to journalism college for 3 years.
Okay, now let's put the hidden camera here, and I'll just put a dab of moisturiser on the lens to make it look slightly out of focus and cloak and daggery.
Got a professional ear pod. So glad we didn't go with a Guardian.
Yeah, but can we still go to Hooters afterwards, Jack?
Sure.
Right. Let's ditch some blurry dot.
Five Live News and the world of sport has been rocked to its foundations in what's already been called Rocked to its Foundations Gate. Film, leaked secretly to the BBC by a leading national newspaper, shows former failed England cricketer Dave Podmore confessing all and crying into a bowl of fruit from the Tesco value range.
I was paid to play badly throughout the 1990s. I dropped every catch that came my way. I never bowled anyone out. I never scored a run. And all because I was in the grip of the money men on the subcontinent. And in India too. There's no end to my, as I say, misdemeanours, starting from my use of performance-enhancing buzz stick in the egg and spoon race at school, right up to the present, when I even left Tesco's without paying for this bowl of fruit.
The shockwaves are being felt sport-wide. The Cricketer's Almanac Wisden is to rewrite every edition since 1987, and the BBC have recalled DVDs of hundreds of editions of A Question of Sport. Bill Beaumont and Willie Carson have given themselves up to the police, pending investigations. Pubs up and down the land face legal challenges to the results of more than two decades of quiz nights. Five Live contacted Jeremy Paxman to answer Podmore's allegation that a 2007 edition of Come Fish With Me was filmed not on the River Tweed, but in the learning pool at Willesden Leisure Centre. Somewhat surprisingly, the former Mr Newsnight called back.
Look, you clown, why don't you ask Bear Grylls where he films that survival tosh of his, Mission Survive? I hear he never leaves Primrose Hill. And what about Attenborough? It's all Kew Gardens, you know.
Loving the bants, Jess.
I think we've heard enough of that.
Yeah, reception on this radio's rubbish.
Pod?
I'll tell you what I want in here. A builder's radio, because the music sounds so much better on them, doesn't it? And you can hear them like three streets away. I don't know what it is. Is it the Lucozade bottle on top acting as an extra woofer? Or the bits of grouting stuck to the side?
Pod, how could you?
You went to college, Andy. Why is it?
I don't know. I'll make it a question in my next quiz. That's if I'm allowed back in by Lake Quizzerabler. Or my Tuesday team, Quizzy Rascals. As for the invite to join, it's beginning to look a lot like Quizmas.
Ah, sad anoraks.
Yep, they've been on too. Very angry message on the Quizzers WhatsApp group. Thanks to your rewriting of cricket history, I'm having to return every can of Tango I've ever won in the quickfire round of the engineer.
Bad luck, Andy.
I can't believe I've been following you around for 20 years and 8 months, faithfully chronicling every disappointing innings, every fumbled catch, every tantalisingly wayward delivery. Only to find it was all a sham.
Only after lunch, Andy. Before lunch, I was usually trying my best. But Jack's been brilliant. He's really turned things around. He's got me opening a recycling centre next week. Oh, thanks to me coming clean about my misdemeanours, little armadillos, whatever, Dave Podmore is back in Panto!
Yeah, is that made up too? Or am I in a parallel universe? The Matrix meets Inception. By the way, what Panto is it?
It's at the Brick Kiln Theatre in Market Harbour.
Ooh, that means we'll be working together.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, Andy, it doesn't. Oh, here we are. Brick Kiln.
That's not my face on the poster. What's happened to Baron Drive Time in his betinseled headphones?
It's been replaced by King Rat in an England cap. Showbiz, Andy, suck it up. Roll with the punches. Catch you later.
Oh, I thought you'd drop them all.
Treachery and shabby betrayal have been festering sores in sport ever since David first bunged the umpire not to call him for chucking against Goliath. Fast forward 3,500 years, and we find an expectant crowd at the Oval, paying their sixpences to witness an unparalleled feat.
Coming to the crease is the Australian run machine Don Bradman, who needs just 4 runs in his final innings to achieve an average of 100. And he's out. The crowd are stunned into silence, but they never make much noise anyway, or move. Even the gasometer looks deflated.
In a recently discovered interview with the Don, 50 years later, he reveals the truth.
The fact is, I could have scored those runs, no worries, but I accepted an inducement to fail of a set of new curtains for the living room. Every time Lady Bradman draws them to watch Home and Away or The Bell, I feel sick with shame and remorse.
Those who think England's 1966 win in the World Cup was clean may be in for a shock, according to this US government information film released from the vaults of the Central Intelligence Agency, or the CIA as I like to call it.
Drugs, an enemy more implacable than the Red Menace. Take a peaceable nation famous for bobbies and bowler hats, and subject them to pop music and mind-altering substances. That nation is Britain. And in the grip of mass reefer madness, the whole country believes it's won soccer's World Cup. Fact, like the players on the pitch, that commentator is high as a kite. Germany wins 7-0. Now listen to this well-brought-up woman babbling incoherently.
Season's greetings to my dominions,
and an especially happy Christmas to our footballers who won the World Cup.
Pitiful, isn't it? But watch out, Mr. and Mrs. America. Today it's a short step from the Palace of Buckingham to Junkie Town.
I think it's through here, Jack. Up the stairs.
It's where the toilet block was back in the day. It's like coming home. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Derbyshire County Cricket Club Pavilion.
Hello, Andy. What are you doing here? Come to cover the opening of Corky's Carvery?
I'm afraid not. The invitation to wield the outsized pair of gold scissors in the function room named in honour of Dominic Cork, Derbyshire's favourite bits and pieces player, was nothing more than a ruse.
Ruse or not, pal, my client doesn't cut any ribbons for less than 450 quid cash. Here's the bin liner.
Rustle it a bit louder, please, Jack, because this is being recorded for Andy Hamer Looks Into... Radio 1 County's Sunday afternoon investigation slot.
So there's no Carvery?
Nope, nor any salad bar.
And where's Corky?
Right now, I'd say halfway through a matinee of Mother Goose at the Tivoli Theatre, Ashby de la Zouche.
Come on, Pod, let's get back to the brick kiln. We're taking time out of the splosher rehearsal.
I wondered why your head was covered in pastry, Pod. And Jack, I notice you're nervously fingering that interesting medallion round your neck.
It's very emotional coming back. I was brought up here.
A medallion, moreover, fashioned from the ring pull of a limited edition can of Scrumpy Jack cider.
It's all my mum left me.
Cast your mind back, Pod, to the summer of 95 on a certain afternoon. Rain has stopped play, and you, Pod, enter a disabled portaloo with a hospitality girl in a Scrumpy Jack sash. Did you not, Pod?
Sorry, Andy, you lost me. I stopped listening after salad bar.
Anyway, the fruit of that liaison is none other than... Pod, stop checking the odds on Betmore. This is important.
Sorry. With you now, Andy. It's just like Midsummer Murders. I always go and get a beer when it's the explaining bit.
Andy's telling the truth.
To be honest, I only watch it for Inspector Barnaby's dog. Truth about what? Briefly.
My mum's busy jet-set life as a personality girl meant she didn't have time to look after me. I was left here at the dressing room door in a cricket bag to be brought up by my father.
But that didn't happen, did it, Jack?
No. He wasn't here for me. Never has been.
Because that very morning, he'd been dismissed by Derbyshire for driving his sponsored Datsun onto the pitch and over an umpire's foot following a disputed LBW decision.
I did that too! Bloody hell, what are the odds? Hang on, I'll check the app. 12-1. I'll have some of that.
It'd be a void bet, Pod, because we're talking about one and the same person.
Who, Corky?
No, Pod.
Hello, Dad.
It was probably the most important discovery in celebrity history since Luke Skywalker was revealed to be the son of Darth, spoiler alert, Vader. Pod still took some convincing, but eventually recollected placing the ring pull on Miss Scrumpy Jack's finger to cement their union. And if further proof were needed, a visit to Somerset House revealed Jack's father to be Dave Podmore Cricketer, also known as Pod, Poddy, Podderoonie, the Poddinator, Pod You Like, the Podman, Poddington Station, and 18 other nicknames, a record for a UK register office. Sadly, the copperplate document predated the advent of Poddy McPodface, as he's known in the TalkSport commentary box. But having gained a son, Pod found he'd lost a panto.
Pod, over here.
Why do you think you've been sacked from the show?
No comment, lads.
Following an anonymous tip-off to the media, Pod was revealed to have exaggerated the extent of his villainy. For this breach of contract, the services of King Rat were dispensed with by the brick kiln powers that be, halfway through the sing-song, which for stats buffs was, I've got a brand new combine harvester.
Pod.
Hey, Pod, is it because all that stuff about being corrupt was made up?
Pod.
How does it feel to be the man who brought the name of sport into repute?
As I say, lads, there's no comment.
Pod.
Would you like to apologise now to Question of Sport and pub quizzes?
I'll tell you who I would like to apologise to. The kiddies at this theatre who've been robbed of the chance to see Dave Podmore dressed as King Rat have three custard pies shoved down his trousers. To be fair, the media needs to take a long, hard look at itself.
Pod.
Thank you. That's all Pod's got to say. Let us through, please.
Pod. Will you smash my camera?
Pod. I don't get it, Andy. What kind of sick mind leaks the news that I wasn't corrupt after all?
I've no idea, Pod. Maybe somebody who had your best interests at heart?
Corky.
No, yes, Pod, probably. Let's get that big green nose off you.
I told you before, Andy, don't touch me. I don't like it.
Doesn't count, Pod. It's false.
Five Live News and the latest updates on sport's darkest day so far this week. It's been revealed that Dave Podmore was mostly trying his best. He just wasn't very good at cricket. And sticking with Panto Gate, people with tickets to see Lance Armstrong as Prince Charming in January have been left distraught after he completed his entire three-month run in the suspiciously fast time of 3 days. Sport now. Victoria Pendleton's blue and yellow pantomime horse Dobbin has won the Welsh Grand National in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, so as I say, ho, 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 here's your paper hat, keep it tight, and we'll see you back at Wigston Winter Wonderland next year.
Thanks, Santa.
Price might go up, man, unless the government cuts me a Brexit sweetheart deal. Next!
Well, the queues are building up outside, Pod, especially now you've been voted the East Midlands' worst Christmas experience. I just saw Alan Yentop in his stripy trousers.
Shut up, Andy. Put your head back on. How many snowmen do you see talking?
15 if you go to the Leicester Tigers panto, plus another 8 on the bench and 2 in the sin bin.
Hello, young man. Oh, it's you.
Hello, Dad.
Come to gloat? I haven't got anything for you.
I'm used to that answer. Where were you on my 18th birthday?
Ebbing Vale, playing for Northampton second 11.
Where were you on my 21st?
Nuneaton, not for 147. Hard to tell if you were trying or not.
Is that snowman talking?
Ignore him, I do.
You owed me, Dad, but now I owe you. For kickstarting my career as a sports agent.
Oh, yeah, on that, Jack, there's this massive battery pig farm starting up the other side of Lutterworth, and it's not going to open itself.
You're on your own there, Dad. I've also come to say goodbye. I've been headhunted, leaving for Moscow tomorrow. Oh, got a present for you.
Betting slip. Oh, great. £10 on Russia to host Wimbledon 2017. 5,000 to 1. That's not going to happen, is it?
Let's just say the Russian sports minister and me talk the same language. Turkey. Bye, Dad.
Did you get a hug, Pod? I couldn't see with the coal in my eyes.
Nah, tear this up. Might as well get a bit more snow on the ground.
Ooh, no need to, Pod. It's just started snowing, look.
Yeah, that's all we want. He didn't even say Happy Christmas.
Oh, bad luck, Pod.
Text. What? I don't believe it, Andy.
Is it from Jack, telling you he loves you?
Read what it says.
Betmore alert. Russia to host Wimbledon 2017.
Gedinski! That's my boy. Oh,
happy Christmas, Pod.
Yeah, whatever. Shall we get a kebab?
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Christopher Douglas, Nick Newman and Andrew Nichols for their help in making this programme. And as I say, Lewis McLeod and Nicholas Sanderson. Dave Podmore Cleans Up for Christmas was produced by John Harvey and was a hat-trick production for the BBC in association with Droitwich Drones Direct. Forgotten your stepkids' presents? Relax and let a Droitwich drone get you out of jail. It's not cheap and it won't be what they want, but it'll be there. Ho, ho, ho!